Okay, so today, Mem Aleph, Amar Aleph, and we're going to start from the Mishnah. Because we're going to be ahead yesterday, because today's short, okay? Says the Mishnah, Ein Sheikhtin Leila Seich Yamim, when you slaughter an animal, you cannot slaughter him, or you should not slaughter him, directly into the sea, Leila Seich Nahoris, or into a river, Leila Seich Kalim, or into any containers that would catch the blood, because then it looks like you're doing it because you want to make some kind of a sacrifice to some of the Zorah, because why are you catching the blood? You can shecht into a puddle, because nobody's going to think that it's Avodah Zorah then, because you don't do puddles. Over Svina, when one... I haven't got it.
You see the grain? Yeah.
Right. Uva Svina, if he's in a boat, Al Gabe Kalim, then he can shecht on Kalim. This Kalim that he's talking about here is not a bowl. He's talking more like a cloth. So he's got to shecht an animal. He's on a boat cruise. And he needs some fresh meat, so he's going to shecht the animal on the boat, but he doesn't want to make the boat all dirty and bloody. So he wants the blood should go into the sea. So we said you're not allowed to shecht into the sea because it looks like Avodah Zorah. So what does he do? He puts a cloth to protect the, like these painters, you know, to protect the boat. And the blood should go, he hangs it over the side of the boat and he shechts on the side and the blood, and he tips the blood from the cloth, the blood will flow into the water. So that is okay, because it is obvious that the reason why he's doing that is because he's trying to keep his boat clean, and no one's going to suspect that he's shechting it for Avodah Zorah, that he's worshipping the ocean, something like that. So that's the painter's cloth is going to make it obvious why he's doing that. Ein shecht in leguma kolika. You can't shecht into a ditch. So that means if there's no water in it. Now, why is a ditch with no water any worse than a ditch with water? Because that used to be the actual process for this certain Avodah Zorah in the times. That used to be the actual process, that they shechted into a ditch. So that's a special rule. A ditch isn't necessarily per se any different from anything else. But that's how they used to do it, and therefore one should not do it, because it looks like he's doing it for Avodah Zorah. Aval Eisa Gum B'Seich Beisai B'Shvil She'ikanes Hadam L'Seichai. But he can make a ditch in his house in order for the blood to go into it. Now that seems to contradict what you just said. First he says don't shecht into a ditch, and then he says you can make a ditch in your house so the blood will go in it. So we're going to explain exactly what he means over here. Uvashuk la yastikain, but not in his house, out in the street where people can see him, and it's a different situation in the street, he should not be even having a ditch that the blood will flow into. Shaloi, turn the page, yechakas atzdukim, he shouldn't strengthen and make it look like he's doing a chayk, yechakas from the word chayk, he shouldn't follow the procedure of the tzedukim, is probably a censoring. And whoever it was, whether it was Tzedukim or of the other people who are worshipping Avodah Zorah, who, that was their thing, to do it into a ditch. Maybe that's where the expression to die in a ditch comes from. So, maybe not. Never heard of it? Oh, okay, well, it's a very well-known Australian expression. And they shecht, so therefore one should not do that. We'll see in a minute exactly what we're talking about in the Mishnah, where it says you shouldn't do it, and then a minute later it says that in the house you could do it. Okay, so first of all, the Gemara says, and the Mishnah said, "Ein shechtin l'lesech." So you can't do it shechting into the sea. Why can't you shecht in the sea? Says the Gemara, "Ma'ish l'lesech yamim deloy." Why do we not want someone to shecht into the sea? The Omri, because people will say, in other words, even if he's not thinking anything bad, right? If he's thinking of Avodah Zorah, for sure, there's nothing to talk about. We're saying even if he's not thinking of Avodah Zorah, just the action of shechting into the sea shouldn't do, because people watching him. The Omri, people will say l'sara de yama kashachit, that he's shechting it as an offering, as a sacrifice to the angel who's in charge of the sea. So it looks bad, and it looks like Avodah Zarah, therefore he shouldn't do it. Is the question is, so how come he can shecht into a puddle of water? L'seich uga shomayim, if he shechts into a puddle of water, nami, also, Omri, people would say, l'bavorka shachit, when you have a puddle of water, when you look in the puddle, what do you see? You see your reflection of yourself. So people might think he's worshipping the reflection in the water. Yeah, just like if you're worried about people going to think, so they'll think that too. So why is it okay to shecht into a puddle of water? When is it okay? When the water is murky. And when it's murky water, when there's no reflection, so then it's okay. No one's going to think anything. Then we say the next part of the Mishnah, ain't shecht in the guma. Okay, so the business about a ditch. What's going on here? You started off with Hamarta. You started off saying ain't shecht in the guma klal, that you can't shecht into a ditch. Kol ika was the word at all. You can't shecht into a ditch at all. And a second later, you said make a ditch in your house and shecht. What's going on? Is Omer Abaye Reisha beguma shebeshuk. That first statement is talking about not in the house, out on the street. We're going to see in a minute what's the difference, but right, because then after it says don't shecht in the ditch at all, it then says in the house you could, but in the street don't do it. So he says that statement that it started off with, don't do it in a ditch, is talking about in the street. Is Omalei Rava. So Rava says, but that doesn't flow in the Mishnah. Because Hamidikatoni safe of a shukla yasakain. That means the Mishnah says in your house you can make a ditch, but in the street you shouldn't do that. So that's already talking, so that's talking about in the street. Miklal Duresha, that means right at the beginning when he starts off by saying don't do it in a ditch, Lavashukaskina, that's not talking about in the street. So the flow of the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Elama Rabba Hakama. So Rabba says, here's Prat in the Mishnah. Ein shechtin leguma kolika. You're not allowed to shecht. The rule is, you're not allowed to shecht into a ditch, because that's what the Avodah Zarah people did. If a person wants to keep his chatzer clean, so he's going to shecht, so ideally he would want the blood to go into a ditch. But we said you're not allowed to. So where's it going to go? It's going to go on the floor on the floor of his courtyard, and it's going to make a mess. So if he wants to keep his courtyard clean, what should he do? The ditch, you can make a ditch in your house, in your private property. Yeah, but don't shecht directly into the ditch. Make a little furrow outside the ditch. V'sheichet and shechted, and the blood will go into that little furrow. V'dam sheches v'yeved leguma, and then the blood will just go along the floor and end up in the ditch where you want it. Because that's not what the Avodah Zarah people do, and therefore it will not look suspicious. So that's how he should do it. So that's only where on your private property. But v'shuk lo yasekein. Ah, so why is that okay? Because when people see you, you have a ditch over there, and you're making a little furrow and shechting over here, people will say, well, he's not doing Avodah Zarah. Because if he was doing Avodah Zarah, he would go straight into the ditch. So it's obvious, so why is he doing the whole business? Because he wants to keep his floor clean, so he's made this little furrow to keep his...
A channel,
make his floor clean. So everybody will understand that.
Everybody will not understand.
Well,
they're not going to be in the house to see him.
If someone saw him, they would understand. Even if somebody saw him, they would understand that he's doing it to keep his chatzar clean. Because that was the chayk, that was the way of the Avodah Zarah in this time, was to shecht into a ditch. So because that was their thing, you shouldn't do it. But Bashuk, so why can't you do the same thing in the street, in a public place? Have a ditch over there and make a little furrow. Why not do that in the street? Because there, everybody knows that you don't care about keeping the public place clean. Like in your backyard, you want to keep it tidy. So they will understand that he's doing this shtick to keep it clean. But in the street, yeah, no one's worried about street cleaning, cleaning the street. So they'll think, he's just making a different shaped ditch, and it'll still look like a Avodah Zarah. Therefore, in the street, he should not do this.
So basically, now we should learn what, let's say, Christian do or Indian, and not to copy them or what.
Yeah, that's true.
I have no idea what they do.
Well, if you have no idea, don't have to worry about it. But if everybody knows what it is, if everybody knows that this is what the Goyim do, then for Avodah Zarah. Yeah. Nowadays, I don't know how many Goyim actually do Avodah Zarah. Not too much real Avodah Zarah going on these days, but if there was, you shouldn't.
In Asia, there is.
Is there? I don't know. Look him. But if there is, then you shouldn't do what they're doing. Okay. Tanya Kavase de Rava. So we have a Braisa which backs up Rava's view of what the Prat in the Mishnah is. Haya mahalich besvino. So it's the Baisa starts off with our boat. He was walking in a boat, or maybe sailing. It's a mahalich. He was traveling in a boat, let's say. The ein le'mokem besvino lishchot. And there's no convenient place in a boat to shecht. You don't want to get blood all over the deck, because you'll slip on it and slide off, and that'll be the end. Yeah? So what do you do? Meitzi yadei chutz lisvino. He puts his hand outside the boat. V'sheichet ani shechts, presumably with the animal's neck there. Yeah? V'dam sheishes v'yerid al doifnei hasvino. And the blood should hit the side of the boat. Don't shecht with the blood going straight into the water, because that looks like a verizora. But if he shechts in such a way that the blood drips down the side, the outside of the boat, that doesn't look like a verizora, so that's how he should do it. And obviously we said in the Mishnah, a different approach to put the painter's tarp, and therefore it also won't look like a verizora. The reason we bring this brice is ain't sheikh al guma kalika, one shouldn't shecht into a ditch at all. The rights are naka chatzera, but if he wants to keep his courtyard clean, Kate said, so what should he do? Isa mokim chutz laguma, make a little furrow outside the ditch for sheikh it and shecht into that furrow. Vidam sheikhs for yeah with the guma, and the blood will flow into the ditch. Over shukla yastakim, but in a public area, he should not do that. Mishum shenemar. Because it says, don't go in their chukim, in their laws, in their ways of doing their things. So therefore, since that's exactly what the avodas are, then you shouldn't do it. And if you saw someone do it, you need to investigate whether maybe he's one of these avodas zara, maybe he's a closet avodas zara guy. So you need to check. Okay. So that is about avodas zara. Now, the Mishnah says next, Hashechet l'shem oila, someone who shechts a normal chulin animal. Yeah? So we learned in Zvachim about someone who shechted a korban shaloi lishma. Now we're talking about someone who shechts a normal animal, and it's the same some korban. So he took his normal animal out the back in Brooklyn there, and he shechted it, and he's thinking this is an oila. Or l'shem Zvachim, or l'shem Hashem Toloi, or l'shem Pesach, or l'shem Toida, all these different sorts of korbanos. Shchitasai psula. We're going to say exactly why he mentioned these particular ones. He left out a couple. We'll see you soon. Shchitasai psula. That shchita is not kosher. The word psula means you're not allowed to eat it. Yeah? So he says it's shchitasai is psula. V'rabshimin, why? What's wrong with it? Because it looks like he's doing kotshim l'chutz. If you take an animal and you go, I'm shechting this for an oila, and you're in Brooklyn, then it looks like you're shechting a korban outside the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore no good. Rab Shimon is machshir. Rab Shimon says it is good, because he says in this case I don't care what people are thinking. Yeah, so the fact that people will think that he's doing a korban, we know it's not really a korban. So when he says he's shechting at the Shem Oila, it's just baloney, and therefore I don't care what people watching will think, and therefore it's kosher. Shnayim mechazim besakin. Here we go again. Two guys holding the knife. V'shechtin. One was shechting. This is what we've done. This is about a varizara. Now we're talking about this korbonis. So one guy was thinking that he's doing l'shem oila. The other guy was thinking everything okay. So even one out of two with the thought that's not supposed to be, or the shame, the thing it's not supposed to be, it is no good. Now what about, so we mentioned a list of korbonis there, but now we have a few that were left out, which is a chatos, l'shem oshram vadai. So these are sin offerings. So this is only, a person cannot donate a sin offering. It's only if he sinned, then he brings it. If he didn't sin, you can't say, oh, I'm donating a sin offering. And similarly, l'shem b'chor. You can't take an animal that's not a firstborn and say, I'm making it, as I'm transforming it into a firstborn to be a korban. Or l'shem meiser. Or for the 10th one, when you count your 10 animals and the 10th one is Meiser, you can't take the 5th one and say 5 equals 10. And this is now a Meiser. You can't make it a Meiser. It's impossible. And similar to Shem Tzmura. You can't take an animal and say, I'm making this a Tzmura. The only way to make it a Tzmura is if you had a Korban and you said, I want to put this one instead of that one. But if you just took an animal out in the country and you said, oh, that animal's a Tzmura, that doesn't mean anything. Yeah. So then, Shchitosek Sheira, if he says it, it is baloney. And therefore, the shechita is kosher. Zeh haklal. So the rule is, kol dovash and nidav, anything which could be given as a donation, Hashechet l'shmai is osur. And then one shechted it outside the Beis Hamikdash, a chulin animal, it is osur because it looks like people watching are going to think that he is actually donating it as that korban, and now he's shechting it outside the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, it is no good. V'she'ena nidav nidav, but if he's doing it for something which cannot be a donation, like a sin offering, hashechet l'shmai kosher. Then, if he shechts it, it is kosher, because no one's going to think he's donating it. And he made it a chattis. They'll think he's just talking rubbish. And therefore, it is kosher. Okay, says the Gemara, hashechet l'shem oila. So we had in that list a Asham Toli. The list that was no good was Asham Toli. Asham Toli is the case where a person's not sure if he sinned. Yeah, there were two pieces of fat. One of them was Chayiv Koris, Chaylev, and one of them wasn't. And he ate it, didn't know which one he ate. So he's not sure. So our question is, Bar Nidav and Nidavu, can you donate an Asham Toli? That's also, it's a pseudo-sin offering. It's a sin where it's maybe he did a sin, yeah? So he brings it on a doubtful, on a Sophic. Is Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, yeah, Homani Rabbi Lozer, he, the Omar Misnadavad, Asham Toli b'chol yoyim. Rabbi Lozer has the opinion that your person can donate an Asham Toli. Because the whole idea of an Asham Toli is where you're not sure you sinned. So everybody can wake up in the morning and say, well, I may have sinned today, I'm not sure. Maybe I did something that was the Chiyuv Koris. So it's always a maybe. You're not sure. So then he says you can do it whenever you want. You can always say, I maybe sinned. And therefore people will think that he has actually made this into a korban and he's shechting it outside. Okay, then the Gemara asks, what about a korban Pesach? Pesach, bar nidav and nidav, if I'm sitting here on the Chodesh Shvat, and I shecht the animal, and I say, oh, I'm shechting a korban Pesach now, yeah, Zuman Kaviyalei, it's the time that makes it a korban Pesach. Okay, no one's going to think I'm shechting a korban Pesach on the Chodesh Shvat. Zomer Rabbi Ishiya says, Rabbi Ishiya Shani Pesach. A korban Pesach is different. You can separate the animal for the korban Pesach the whole year round. So I could donate and make this animal to be a korban Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. What happens when I shechted it on Rosh Chodesh Shvat? So the din is that if you shecht your korban Pesach outside the time, it becomes a shlamim. So people will think that he shechted a shlamim in Brooklyn. So it's also no good. All of this problem is only if these animals are unblemished, because then it looks like a korban. But if the animal is blemished, made the yadiyah, everyone will know that it's not really a korban, and therefore it's okay. Rabbi Yechon says, even if it is a balmum, people will not know, and it's therefore it's no good. Why? Because zimin deramele midi amumma v'la yadiyah, because sometimes the blemish may be covered up. You're talking about somebody who is just sticky beaking what this guy's doing. Yeah, everyone's going, oh, look, he's got an animal there. Yeah, so maybe the blemish would be covered up, and they wouldn't notice the blemish, and they'll think it's an unblemished. So therefore, even so, it's no good. Okay, so that was all of those animals. Now, what about a chatos? Says the Gemara, Sheikha l'shem chatos, Amar Abir. So we said, that one is okay, because no one's going to think he donated a chatos, because you can't donate a chatos. Amar Abir, and l'shana wala she'enem l'choyev chatos. It only applies to someone who's not actually obligated to bring a chatos, because then he can't decide to bring it as a donation. Avon l'choyev chatos, but someone who everyone knows did have an avera, and is chayev chatos, is Emo, people watching him will say, L'shem Chatos, you always say that he's doing it as his carbon Chatos. And again, they will think he's bringing this carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ay, v'holei ka'omo l'shem Chatosi. He didn't say that he's doing it for that particular Chatos. As Omer Rabbi Yabohu, b'omo l'shem Chatosi. Rabbo says, okay, so let's say we're talking about where he did say that. So when he is b'chuyev Chatos, and he says, I'm bringing this for my Chatos, then it's no good, because people will think that he's really doing it, and it is a kachim outside. What about a tzmura, says the Gemara, l'shem tzmura, Amar Abelazar, l'shana wa l'sha'en l'zavach b'seich b'esi. When do we say that no one's going to suspect that it's really a tzmura if he doesn't have a real korban somewhere at home? Aval yesh l'zavach b'seich b'esi, but if he has a real korban at home, Ema amuri amirba. People watching will think that he really did make it a tzmura, and again, they will think it's a real korban. Ay, v'holei ka'omu l'shem tzmura zivchi. He didn't say that he's making it as an exchange for his zevach, for his korban. Okay, so we interpret the Mishnah to be saying that he did say that. He's got a korban at home, and he says that this is instead of the one at home, and now I'm shechting it, people will think it's a real korban. Okay, so then at the end we gave a general rule. We gave every single korban you could think of, and then we gave a general rule. Well, if you gave me every single example, what do I need a general rule for? Yeah, I already know. Zehaklal says the Gemara, so am I. What's missing in the list of karbonis that this general rule is teaching me something? Answers the Gemara, so am I. when a nazir finishes bringing a nazir, he has to bring a bunch of karbonis, and one of them is an oila. So if a guy says, I'm shechting this l'shem oilas nazir, yeah, so then it's no good. Ah, ma'od etema, you might think, haloi nadar, that everyone knows that this guy's not a nazir, because if a person was a nazir, everyone would know about it, and since he's not a nazir, no one's going to suspect that this is really a karbon. So that's what you would think. So we answer. So therefore, the Zayat Klal is telling you, Eimer Nada Betzina. Maybe he did it when no one knows about it. So maybe he wanted to keep it quiet. So he didn't tell everybody he's a Nazir. And therefore, maybe really people will think when they see him bring an Oilas Nazir, they go, ah, he must have been a Nazir the last 30 days.
But they would see his hair long.
But it's only 30 days. Yeah. They might think he just didn't get a chance to have a haircut. Yeah. Vishayna Nidavinidav. And now the second part of the general rule was that something that's not donatable is okay because no one's going to think it's a carbon. What's that? Including lasuya oilasya lettuce. For example, a woman gives birth and she brings a carbon oila. So everyone knows she didn't give birth. So you can't donate an oilasya lettuce. You can't say I volunteer to be a woman giving birth. It's amra balaza leshana walashain laisha. That only applies if the guy doing this doesn't have a wife. If he has a wife, people will think, oh, he's bringing an oilas yoledes, it must be his wife had a baby, and that's why he's doing it. And therefore, it's a real carbon. He didn't say he's doing it for his wife. So Rabbo says, when he says, I'm doing it for my wife's oila, then that's the same as any other oila. Is pshita. So why do we need to include this as a separate statement? That's included in the original list, in the other list, that if he, that's something which is donatable, or it's not donatable, it's mechuyev in it, that he's going to be no good, because people will think it's really a carbon. Top of the page. Answer the Gemara. Mahu de tema, you might have thought. Imisa de yolda kala isla havala. A person sees a guy, and he's shechting a carbon. He says, this is from my wife's oila. So people will think the guy's just deluded, because everyone would know. If his wife had a baby, everyone would know about it. Yeah, it would be announced on the emails. Yeah, so no one's going to think that he's really doing it. Kamash Milan. So therefore, it's telling you, it might have been a miscarriage, because the din is, after a certain point where the fetus is there, if she miscarries, also she has to bring a korban. So then you don't announce, people don't usually announce miscarriages. So therefore people might think, ah, why is he bringing an oila for his wife? Because she had a miscarriage. And they will think that it's really a real korban, and he's doing it outside the Beis HaMikdash. And they will say that that's okay. So therefore we say if he does that, the shechita is no good and the animal is not kosher. And a fun.